AI narrated audio generated from Sharemaestro market research. Full article. Amphenol's 10.8% weak lifts it 10.6% above trend, while the trend signal remains inactive. APH staged a sharp weekly recovery on above average volume, but Sharemaestro's signal stack still treats the move as early confirmation rather than a completed regime shift. Research brief. Amphenol closed at $153.80 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 10.8%, and back above its $139.10 trend line. Momentum has improved across the short and medium term, with a 23.0% four-week gain and positive market dynamics. But the trend signal remains inactive, and volume at 1.2 times the 13-week average is supportive rather than decisive. Key points. APH rose 10.8% on the week to $153.80, leaving price 10.6% above the $139.10 trend line and 7.8% below its $166.70 52-week high. The stock outpaced U.S. Technology's 2.0% average weekly return and the U.S. Electronic Components Group's 5.0%, ranking in the stronger part of both groups for the week. 3. Market dynamics turned positive at 0.01, and relative strength improved to 8.52. But the trend signal remains inactive after several weeks of uneven price action. 4. Volume reached 56.3 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average and 1.3 times the 52-week average, enough to validate interest, but short of strong participation. 5. Risk remains visible. 13-week volatility is 7.1% versus a 5.1% one-year baseline, and price is 86.6% above Sharemaestro fair value. Rebound repairs the weekly chart, but not the full signal stack. Amphenol's latest completed week delivered a clean price recovery, with APH up 10.8% to $153.80 after a 6.7% decline the prior week. The move places the stock 10.6% above its $139.10 trend line and in the upper part of its 52-week range at 82.8%, though it remains 7.8% below the $166.70 high. Momentum has improved, but confirmation is incomplete. The short-term profile has strengthened. APH is up 23.0% over 4 weeks, 21.6% over 12 weeks, and 67.5% over 52 weeks. Market dynamics has moved back into positive territory at 0.01, while relative strength has risen to 8.52, a sharp 4-week improvement from negative readings in May. Even so, the trend signal is still inactive, keeping this in an early recovery watch state rather than a fully confirmed constructive regime. Sector context is supportive, with APH beating its immediate group on the week, averaging a 2.0% weekly return with 67.0% trend breadth and 85.0% positive market dynamics breadth. APH's 10.8% weekly gain ranked 14th out of 100 in the sector sample, and its broader U.S. technology relative ranking sits in the 87.7th percentile across 741 names. Electronic component strength helps, although APH trails the hottest 12-week peers. Within U.S. electronic components, the average weekly return was 5.0%, so Amphenol's advance was ahead of the industry pace. The stock ranked 13th for the week and 8th over 4 weeks among 46 industry constituents. The longer comparison is less forceful. APH's 21.6% 12-week return trails the industry's 40.4% average, where smaller peers such as OPTX, CPSH, and DAIO have posted much larger quarterly moves. Volume, valuation, and risk keep the evidence mixed. Participation improved, but did not break out. Weekly volume was 56.3 million shares, above the 13-week average of 47.9 million and the 52-week average of 44.2 million, giving ratios of 1.2x and 1.3x respectively. That supports the rebound, but Sharemaestro would treat a move above 1.5x as stronger evidence of broad sponsorship. What to watch next? The key level is the $139.10 trend line, which now acts as the weekly regime marker after the recovery. A sustained close above it, improving market dynamics, and heavier participation would strengthen the confirmation case. The main risk is that volatility is elevated, with 13-week volatility at 7.1% versus 5.1% over the past year, while the stock trades 86.6% above fair value at $82.40. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.